SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump delivered what his campaign calling remarks to the press at his residence in Palm Beach, Florida. The former president says Kamala Harris has destroyed the nation.
Kamala intends to conflict and keep this misery going, and she's going to keep it going as long as she can because that's the only way she can get elected. She's going out and only criticizing, talking about Hitler and Nazi and because her record's horrible.
And tonight, 1 week out from Election Day, Harris was to use her 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time address from the grassy ellipse near the White House to pledge to Americans that she will work to improve their lives while arguing that her Republican opponent is only in it for himself. Also at SRNNews.com, Steve Bannon has been released from prison.
Steve Bannon has been released from federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, after serving a four-month sentence on two counts of contempt of Congress. And just a week before the election, is taking back the helm of War Room, his right-wing podcast. Reporting for prison back on July 1st, Bannon referred to himself as a political prisoner.
I'm proud of going to prison.
He left the facility before dawn and was greeted by his daughter. The New York Times reports that in an interview before his release, he said, "I'm not broken, I'm empowered," and predicted a bitter legal battle after Election Day. Asked if he thought it had been worth going to prison to not testify before Congress, he said 1,000%. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel's attack on Iran likely damaged a base run by paramilitary Revolutionary Guard that builds ballistic missiles and launches rockets as part of its own space program. That's according to satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press. The Dow dropping 81 points and the NASDAQ composite ahead 172. This is SRN News. Reformation Day is coming.
On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, touching off what became the Protestant Reformation. Churches around the world will celebrate the event, mostly this coming Sunday, with services, sermons, and even a party or two. In Germany, Reformation Day is an official public holiday in 16 states, including Saxony-Anhalt, which is where the city of Wittenberg is located. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One member of the women's volleyball team at San Jose State University has signed on to be a part of a federal lawsuit against the NCAA, challenging the presence of males on female college sports teams. The specific person she cites is a man who is playing on her own squad. Meanwhile, a rally held over the weekend in support of the five women's volleyball teams that have refused to play against San Jose State this season. This is SRN News. State Board of Elections officials say Election Day preparations are continuing smoothly in North Carolina, even as the state recovers from the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene.
After the first week of early voting, more than 2.3 million voters have cast their ballots in the state, a 30% turnout of registered voters with 8 days remaining until Election Day. While over 400 early voting sites are currently open, local boards of elections are also gearing up to open more than 2,600 Election Day polling stations statewide. The 25 counties in western North Carolina hardest hit by the hurricane will continue to receive additional support to ensure that polling stations are open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Health officials investigating the death of an Iowa resident as a suspected case of Lassa fever. It's a frightening viral disease rarely seen in America. This individual died Monday after returning to the U.S. from West Africa early this month. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.